Wait a minute, I'm getting a flashback. Hang on a second. Oh, God, somebody hold me. Two or three people in the studio audience just jumped up to grab me and support me. My knees get weak whenever I have a flashback to the Old West. I believe I lived as the Wild West's first Yiddish lawman. And they called me Irving Grease Menowitz. I wore a 10-gallon yarmulke. I had a horse that wouldn't gallop or canter. He slapped. And everywhere I went, the Goyim would light up on the street corners and sing, Ride, 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 Irving. Ah! Ride, 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 Irving. Well, I was sitting in my office polishing my muzzles up, waiting for my yenta of a wife to come by to bring the last meal for Black Bart. We were gonna hang his Ganef neck, and he was having his last meal. He said, Sheriff, when am I gonna get some grub? I said, what are you hawking me here, huh? It's not like you're gonna die of malnutrition here. The food's coming. He said, what's it gonna be? How many grits, black-eyed peas? I said, no, we got some nice white fish for you. He said, white fish? I said, yeah, here's the food now. All right, here's your white fish and some stuffed derma, a little chopped liver to die for. What? You don't like chopped liver? You want to give my mother a heart attack? She made it with her own hands. Now, first, we're going to have to make a bracha. He said, oh, hell, I made a huge bracha this morning right when I get out of bed, about tore my guts out. I said, no, not that. A bracha. It's a blessing, a bracha. If we weren't hanging you, I'd strangle you myself, you fuck. So, there we sat in the jail cell. Amid the howling coyotes and the chanting Apaches, my voice was heard raised up. As we davened there, I nearly put my eye out hitting the jail cell bush. Well, he ate. At first hesitantly, but then he downed the white fish, the stuffed derma, the chopped liver. He swabbed it up with a couple of Bialys and washed it down with a Dr. Brown celery soda. And then he belched contentedly. I said, come on. The gallows awaits for all the Mishigas things you've done in your fakakta life. You must now pay the ultimate price. Come on. And so I schlepped him to the gallows. And as they put the rope around his neck, he had kind of a strange smile on his face. I said, what? Smiling? We're about to hang you. Why are you smiling? He said, Sheriff, anything to get rid of this heartburn.